More reaction today to the Justice Department's decision to stop using private prison. Yesterday's move will affect 13 prisons, which house about 22,000 inmates. It's just about 11% of the federal prison population, and to put it in an even broader context, about 2 million inmates live in state and local prisons across the country. Still, many prison reform advocates say this is a monumental and symbolic step. Rashad Robinson is executive director of Color of Change, a national racial justice organization, and he's with us from New York. And Rashad, what do you make of this? Is it more than just symbolism from the Justice Department?
Well, I think this is an important step forward. You know, private prisons have a warped purpose. They've brought money and money-making into the system of justice in our country. And private prisons have a warped incentive structure. And so I think it's an important step. It gives us the ability to take what the federal government has now done and move that into our conversations and advocacies in states. The real issue, though, is that we need to not just have this as a one-time thing, but we need Congress to firm this up by passing legislation so that this is not just something that happens during this administration.
Well, speaking of advocacy, your organization has encouraged corporations to divest money from the industry. You've pushed Hillary Clinton to stop taking donations from private prison lobbyists. You've pushed the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice to cancel its contracts. But what do you think? I mean, will this move by the Justice Department push states in the same direction? You mentioned Congress, but what about states? Because that's where the bulk of these prisoners are.
Absolutely. And we do think that this is an important step forward. We also understand that the ongoing human rights violations that keep coming up from these private prisons because of their warped incentive structure gives us the ability to say to states that they've been warned, that the federal government has looked deeply, they've done research, and they've seen that these this type of relationship doesn't work. And so to the extent that now that states have been sent a very clear message from the federal government, we think it's going to give us strength in many states that we think will have advocacy. We also understand that this is going to continue to weaken an industry that at every turn cuts corners. And so as this industry continues to get weakened, as we've seen its stocks continue to fall since this announcement, we think that it's going to give us more ability to be able to put an end to private prisons and this idea that profit should be inside of our justice system.
Well, Rashad, it's probably no surprise the industry disagrees with you. A spokesman for the Corrections Corporation of America said the Inspector General's report that contributed to this decision had significant flaws, also said that the findings just don't match up to the numerous independent studies that show, and I'm quoting here, our facilities to be equal or better with regard to safety and quality. And a spokesman for another private company said to base this decision on cost, safety, and security is just wrong. So I just want to ask you, do you think that a government-run prison really would be that much better than a private prison?
Well, I think that there are absolutely problems with some of our government-run prisons, but the fact of the matter is that we have much more control and oversight over those prisons. We can't even do a Freedom of Information Act to get real information and data on private prisons because they are exempt, even though so many of our tax dollars are going to those private prisons. For the private prison industry to say that cost and security shouldn't be a factor in whether or not these contracts are renewed is absolutely laughable and speaks to the flawed incentive structures that these corporations have. These corporations have spent millions and millions of dollars lobbying on Capitol Hills and states around the country and federally to keep these businesses in place, all the while cutting corners. It's not just this study, but it's been study after study. It's been internal investigations by journalists at Mother Jones and Nation Magazine and others. Over and over again, we see that this system simply doesn't work. It doesn't work for people, you know, who are paying taxes. It doesn't work for people who are inside the system. They have no incentive whatsoever to rehabilitate, right? The profit margins of private prisons relies on beds being filled. And so they not just lobby for their own contracts, but they lobby for things like mandatory minimum sentences, like increased sentencing for drug offenses. They have an incentive to see more people in our country behind bars and less people living prosperous and healthy lives. And when a business is based on that, that business is bad for America.
Well, clearly some people agree with you, many people perhaps, and maybe there are problems, but what is the alternative then? There are a lot of people out there who are living in prisons. We've got to put them somewhere. If you could design a federal prison system that would be better, what would it look like?
Well, I think a federal system that would look better would be really focused on rehabilitation. It would be focused on ensuring that people got the tools that they needed to be able to live healthy lives. For folks that couldn't live in society, that the system would be set up in a humane way, but people would also be given the tools to be productive when possible, that families would be able to find ways to be connected still with their loved ones, because we've seen study after study about how young people being connected, even with their family members behind bars, strengthens their life outcomes. And so we do think that there are ways in which we can have incarceration that is both humane and that is also cost effective. And private prisons don't do either one of those things. We also just think that we've over-incarcerated in this country. The war on drugs, our sentencing structure has put people behind bars who should be treated for other things, whether it's mental health or drug addictions. People should be given second chances. We continue to see incarceration as a first resort instead of a last resort in so many places around the country. And we've got to rethink that if we're going to get the best out of all of our citizens.
Well, it will be a big job if this is to follow in other states and in other departments within the federal government. Rashad Robinson, Executive Director of Color of Change, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And as we said, the Department of Justice decision does not include private, state, and local prisons. Also worth noting that it doesn't do anything for Immigration and Customs Enforcement centers along the U.S. border. Those are used to detain people who came into this country illegally. So we'll keep an eye on all this as it develops.